It is time for movie reviews, and Tim Lammers is joining me today. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, Seeking Justice for the Injured. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, and good sunny Friday to you, Kelly.
I like the sun.
Oh, who doesn't?
All right, so we've got good reason to go to the movies tomorrow. I think it's going to be a little bit rainy, so it always gives me a good reason to stay in. What's happening?
Oh, even with a sunny day, I would recommend this one that's new in theaters. New in theaters. It's Bob Odenkirk from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He plays Hutch Mansell in a movie from the John Wick trilogy makers called Nobody. Hutch is a seemingly mild-mannered 9-to-5 worker with a wife and two kids who led a previous life as an auditor. But that's code for a hitman with a particular set of skills, and he also worked for some really dangerous people. He's trying to live on the straight and narrow now, though, and Hutch is put to the test when a pair of thieves bust into his home in the middle of the night. And instead of taking them down with a golf club, he lets the crooks go, much to the dismay of his family, the police, and everybody he encounters. Everything changes the next day, though, when Hutch, like John Wick was when he was set off by the loss of his puppy, throws down the gauntlet when he discovers that his daughter's kitty cat bracelet is among the items that the thieves stole. From there, it's fists of fury as Hutch makes every bad guy in his way pay big, including a group of punks on a bus messing with a defenseless young woman. The problem is, once he lays waste to these punks, he discovers that the one he messed up the worst is the younger brother of a Russian mobster who now wants Hutch dead. So, much like John Wick, Nobody is over the top and is completely crazy with a lot of cartoonish violence, but I loved every minute of it. Bob Odenkirk is brilliant as Hutch, and Christopher Lloyd is hilarious as Hutch's father, who emerges from his retirement days at a rest home to show that he has a particular set of skills just like his son. Nobody is playing in theaters only. Now, on video on demand only is The Vault, starring Freddie Highmore as Tom, a college-age engineering genius who is recorded by all sorts of big oil companies who want his talent but don't want to pay him what he's worth. Things change, though, when he's recruited by Walter, played by Liam Cunningham, to devise a plan to break into an elaborate thief-proof vault underneath the Bank of Spain that contains valuable treasure from centuries ago that once belonged to Sir Francis Drake. Walter isn't exactly a thief, though, since he and his crew pulled up the treasure from the depths of the Atlantic, but it was immediately seized by the Spanish government. From there, Walter, Tom, and their crew devise an elaborate plot, which they plan to pull off during the World Cup final, where all eyes of the people gathered in the vicinity of the bank will be intensely focused on the match, providing the ultimate distraction. That's only half the battle, though. The vault in the Bank of Spain is a miracle of engineering that will doom whoever tries to break into it unless the crew can figure out its elaborate setup. The Vault has it all: action, intensity, a twisty plot, and an incredibly smart script and great acting across the board. The Vault is only new on video on demand.
I think both of these sound pretty interesting.
They are both great movies, Kelly. I love them both. And I tell you what, it's interesting. It runs the spectrum. You know, normally when you hype yourself up for movies too much, mm-hmm. they end up being sort of disappointing. That's the situation. That wasn't the situation, thankfully, with Nobody. I was so hyped for it, and it fulfilled all the expectations. And on the flip side, The Vault, which I really didn't have any expectations for, since it seemed to come out of nowhere, it completely blew me away.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was great. You know, one thing met my expectations. The other thing was a complete surprise, and yeah, two great movies for the weekend.
I'm picturing in my mind, I can't remember his name, Nicolas Cage. And he did movies that, I don't know if this is going to be anything like it, The Vault, but he did some movies where I think he had to go find treasure and stuff like that. And then, of course, there's Indiana Jones, which I watched this weekend, which is always fun when they have these traps set up, you know, and they have to get through everything. I like they're going to have trouble getting into the vault. It's going to be a difficult thing. It's kind of like a puzzle.
It is. It is. And the movies you're thinking of with Nicolas Cage are called National Treasure.
Yeah.
Which I do believe that was a Disney film, and that is going to be made into a series on Disney Plus. I don't know if Nick Cage will be in it or not. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the thing with the vault. It's a miracle of engineering. So, I mean, really, I don't want to spoil the fun, but yeah, the vault, you just can't walk in and take whatever you want and leave. First of all, you got to find a way into the building and do it in such a way that nobody's going to see you.
Yeah.
Which is the whole deal with the World Cup final. That's a great idea, that ultimate distraction. But also, once you walk into the vault, there are certain things that will happen. Not like they happened at the beginning of Indiana Jones, where somebody, I think, got an arrow through the skull.
Yeah, right? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Nothing like that. I will tell you, nothing like that.
Okay.
But you will be doomed if you're just some mild-mannered dope thinking you're going to walk in there. But these people obviously figure it out. That's why Liam Cunningham's character, Walter, Liam Cunningham is in Game of Thrones. You'll definitely recognize this guy. He enlists this engineering genius played by Freddie Highmore, who, of course, was in The Good Doctor and Bates Motel and all sorts of things. Everybody knows Freddie. So, yeah, you know, it's really, really elaborate.
Yeah.
So that's what I really love about it. And also in the film, only in a really small role, but it's a pivotal role, Famke Janssen, she was in the X-Men films and Taken, starring your boy, Liam Neeson.
Ooh, yes, I love him.
Yeah, she played his estranged wife. Yeah, so, yeah, she's in the film as well. So, you know, there are definitely recognizable faces in this picture, but you really don't need it. It is so incredibly well done that I would highly recommend it. Yeah, definitely rent this movie on video on demand.
And so Nobody and The Vault are both kind of pretty high action movies.
Yes, they are. Although Nobody is a lot more violent, a lot more fists flying, bullets, blood, other foreign objects flying in the air that may or may not impale people, that kind of thing. You got to think John Wick going into this movie. You got to know, and again, in the trailers, if you really want to get a small taste of it, see the Red Band trailer. That's the unrestricted trailer.
Okay.
For Nobody, then you get an idea. But it says from the makers of John Wick. You know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a high body count here. But the thing is, everything is so over the top ridiculous that, you know, to me that stuff doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's almost comical because it's almost like, you know, live action Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's just so much, you know, over the top zaniness going on that, you know, it doesn't bother you. Plus, I mentioned in the preamble about the whole thing about the kitty cat bracelet.
Right.
I mean, it's that kind of silly stuff, you know, that makes him want to, you know, get back in the game. Hutch Mansell, played by Bob Odenkirk. And that's the other thing about Bob Odenkirk. I mean, people love him in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
He is your ordinary guy. He makes it relatable, as opposed to somebody like Keanu Reeves or even a Liam Neeson, who kind of got that demigod thing going, you know. They come in and they're iconic and they're charismatic. And believe me, Bob Odenkirk is charismatic in this film. But, you know, I mean, Keanu feels like a real life superhero, whereas Bob is like a 9-to-5 guy, you know, just wants to, you know, go through the daily grind and, you know, provide for his family and come home, have dinner at night and all that sort of stuff. But he's just been away from the business too long and somebody sets him off. And all of a sudden it's this ordinary guy just kicking butt all over the place.
Yeah. And so, like, sometimes people live through those movies, right? It's like, oh, yeah, those creeps are going to get it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, I was telling some friends yesterday about this. I mean, it's kind of like a tension breaker for the pandemic, really, in this day and age. You need that sort of stuff, that fantasy stuff, just to let your mind go. It's part mindless. But I have to tell you, Kelly, I really do think that this is incredibly well written, very smart script, much like The Vault.
You know,
these are smart movies. I mean, it might not sound like it, and certainly the violence is mindless, over-the-top stuff. But, you know, they got Hutch's backstory in why is he the way he is and all that stuff. they really put a lot of thought into these films, and,
yeah.
and I like that. So, in much in the way they're doing the same thing, you know.
I lost you there. There you are.
Nielsen, who plays, Connie Nielsen, who plays Bob Odenkirk's wife in this. Hopefully she'll get more to do if there's going to be a second one, but they definitely set this one up for a second film.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Nobody, is that one in theaters or are they both just watching?
Nobody is only in theaters.
Okay.
Now they have a 17-day window, Universal Films, where they'll play in theaters for 17 days. Then it'll come to premium video on demand for $20. I'll probably bring it up again in a couple weeks, Kelly, because it is that good.
Okay. Awesome.
But The Vault is strict video on demand. But again, if you want to get out the theater, support your theater owners, you know, Parkwood in town, you know, go ahead and enjoy Nobody. Don't bring the kids. It's
don't
a hard,
bring the kids.
Movie.
Right. All right, Tim, thanks so much. It's fun having you on the show. Thank you for telling us about those. And tell us, where can people learn more about you?
You can learn more about me at directconversations.com. I have an interview with Famke Janssen from The Vault. So you can check out those articles there, as well as Christopher Lloyd, who stars in Nobody. Article coming later today on his role in the film, but also about his new Discovery Plus TV series, Expedition Back to the Future. So, yeah, lots of interviews there as well as reviews.
Excellent. All right, Tim, thanks so much. Appreciate it.